This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The bill passed by the U.S. Senate in May, which has been much criticized as providing amnesty for illegal aliens now in this country, as well as bringing in tens of millions more foreigners under the phony label temporary guest worker, has another section that has received no attention but should concern all Americans. The bill would increase the number of foreigners who can be brought in on H-1B visas. These visas are a racket to displace Americans from skilled jobs and replace them with foreigners who will work for half the salary Americans expect. It's claimed that they are brought in to fill a labor shortage, but that is simply false. There is no shortage of American engineers and computer techies. We probably have 100,000 unemployed or underemployed Americans with those skills. Economics 101 teaches that if there were a shortage, salaries would be rising, but they are not. They are falling. The law of supply and demand works. An abundant supply of cheaper foreign workers depresses wages. Employers are keen on hiring foreigners not only because they can be paid less, but because they become de facto indentured servants. Employers can force them to work long evenings and weekend hours at no additional pay, something that is hard to get Americans to do. The Senate bill would also create a new F-4 visa category that can convert to an automatic green card for any foreign student who earns a graduate degree in engineering or the physical sciences at a U.S. university. That means the foreigner can work in the United States indefinitely. This situation explains why, when I go to speak on college campuses, American students tell me they are switching their major from engineering or computer science into other fields because they have discovered there will be no jobs for American engineers or computer specialists after they graduate.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. And if you've lost your job or want to know more about how the government is sending jobs overseas and importing alien workers, write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for free information on losing jobs to foreign workers. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or visit eagleforum.org. And join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Control of their own future. Go to StopTheFTAA.org, then tell Congress to say no to the FTAA.
And now, a heavyweight in the fight against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson!
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating a popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. I want all of you out there, every single one of you, to imagine this. You've broken some law. The police have asked you to come in and surrender yourself and resolve the problem. No, I've got a better example than that. You owe the IRS $5. That's right, $5. And they send you half a dozen letters demanding their money. You flat out refuse to give them the money. Well, guess what? They will come out and get you. And they will deal with you instantly and post-haste. They will garnish any check you have, seize any property you have accumulated, and will lock you up bodily if you refuse to comply. And you know why? Because you are breaking the law. You have broken the law, and they will deal with you very quickly. That is, if you're an American. Huh! That's the rub here, folks. If you're an illegal alien and happen to be one of the, quote, chosen people, unquote, you can thumb your nose at the United States of America. You can tell law enforcement, in this case, ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, where to go, and you can drop your pants and moon every law-abiding American in the country. Case in point, Elvira Arellano, an illegal alien who entered the country, guess what? Illegally. She was caught and deported in 1997. She returned within days of her deportation and went to Oregon, where she lived for 3 years. In 2000, she moved to Chicago and got a job working at O'Hare International Airport as a cleaning woman. She was arrested in 2002 and convicted of working under a false Social Security number. And this is where the story gets unreal and surreal. Unbelievable. She was ordered deported, and that deportation date was finally arrived. Now, this broad, this criminal, this felon has taken refuge in a Chicago storefront church and has screamed one word at the top of her lungs. Sanctuary! That's all she's talking about is sanctuary. You would think this was a Hunchback of Notre Dame. You would think this story was written by Victor Hugo, but no, it was not. This is America, and we don't do that sanctuary BS here. We don't go by that. You can't just do something wrong, break a law, run up in a church and say sanctuary and think you're going to be saved. It does not work that way in America. Now, let's back up just a little bit. Since her arrest, not only has she not left the country, not only has she not been punished with the long prison sentence for the felony ID conviction, like an American would be punished. No, none of that. What she has been doing since her arrest in 2002, you're not going to believe. She has founded an organization to fight deportation of anybody that has an American jackpot baby. Now, for those of you that don't know what a jackpot baby is a baby born in America to illegal alien parents. They are not supposed to be recognized as American citizens. That was the 14th Amendment that they are abusing. The 14th Amendment was written for my people, for black people, so that slaves and children of slaves would be recognized as American citizens. It was not meant for illegal aliens. And that will be fixed someday, I guarantee you, if we can ever get it to the Supreme Court. And I will abide by any decision the court makes, but we've got to get it there. Anyway, she founded this organization for anybody that's got American-born jackpot babies so that they won't be separated. Yeah, she's got a 7-year-old born in this country that's soaking up our tax dollars for his ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Tons of money every year that we're spending on this broad kid because something's wrong with him. All because she was here and had him here. No, she is a head of an organization, and she is a president of the organization she has founded since she was arrested. Now, listen to this. The name of the organization, is it United Illegal Alien Family? No. Is it even United Immigrant Family? No. The name of her organization is, get this one, folks, United Latino Family. Is that racist? She don't care about immigrants or illegal aliens from Africa or Eastern Europe or Asian countries or Iceland or even Antarctica if you can find somebody up there. No, all she cares about those who are Hispanic. This broad is a racist. And she founded this organization after she was arrested in 2002. Didn't sit by and try to be nice. No, she's going to found an organization to not only keep herself here, but other people that have come here and had jackpot babies. Elvira Arellano and her jackpot 7-year-old son are holed up right now, as we speak, in Alberto United Methodist Church, and she's been there since Tuesday. Sanctuary. That's where she is. She is there with the blessing of the alleged Reverend Walter Coleman, pastor of the church, which is of the storefront variety, I may add. Now, having said that, she says she will not leave. An ICE official says that they will apprehend her at a, quote, time and place of their choosing, unquote. What the hell is that about? This broad has thumbed her nose at them. This was said by an ICE official who spoke on the condition of anonymity. He said immigration agents had decided against entering the church to remove this broad. Anonymity? What the hell is that? If you are a public official and you are working for a public organization, a government organization, just tell us what's going on. Don't sit back there and be scared to be identified. That's ridiculous. The official also said that the Arellano case also carries, quote, no more priority than the other 500,000 fugitives nationally, end quote. In other words, she's no more important to them. I say she is. She has thumbed her nose at ICE. She has thumbed her nose at the government and the American people. And for doing that, she should go to the top of the hit list. She absolutely should. Let me tell you what I would do. Put me in charge. I'll fix it. I'll fix it. I'll make national headlines, and I won't violate anybody's civil rights. I will show up there with 10 agents. No more. 10 people. I'll kick down the door, every single door they got simultaneously, all the way around this raggedy storefront, rat-infested church. I'll drag that sniveling, rotten, law-breaking broad out of there and give her 5 minutes to decide what she's going to do with her jackpot baby. Leave him or take him. Make up your mind. It's all your call. You put your child in that position by having him here. And no father was ever mentioned. No father's ever mentioned in this story, so I don't know what's happening with that. But she put the child in that position by having him in this country. And I'd cuff and arrest the lawless Reverend Coleman and prosecute him to the fullest extent of the law. This is how you fix it. This is how you stop it. Every illegal alien now on this 500,000 list of people is going to now run up in a church and claim sanctuary and say that he has a right to stay here. I would kick down the doors. I'll take the battering ram there and knock down the church if I have to. And I'll drag that broad out of there kicking and screaming in handcuffs. In handcuffs and give her over to ICE and say, now, throw this trash out of my country. That's what I would do. That's the American way. That's how we used to deal with problems, but not anymore, because all we got now is a bunch of lace-panty-wearing girly men running around here trying to run this country, and I'm sick of it. I'm absolutely sick of it. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
Most Americans want government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But some politicians want to do away with borders entirely, and they have a plan for doing it. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, the FTAA, a roadmap for economic and political fusion of our hemisphere. If approved, Americans will lose control of their own future. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress to say no to the FTAA. That's stoptheftaa.org.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about the illegal alien invasion of America. And I want to remind everybody out there that has friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. I want to welcome all the good folks tonight in Phoenix, Arizona, listening on KFNX 1100 AM. All the good people in Las Vegas, we're sorry for what happened last week, folks. It was a snafu. All the folks listening on KDWN 720 AM, and all you good folks listening on the RBN Network, all across the country, welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that call number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out. But don't forget, you get back all that you give and then some. Kindness gets kindness and nasty gets real nasty. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. Folks, in a country that's gone mad and a state that's gone even madder, the California State Senate once again made total asses of themselves. The state Senate voted 25-14 to give a massive unfair advantage to illegal aliens over American citizens. Now, currently, anyone caught driving in the state of California without a valid driver's license has their car impounded with a mandatory 30 days in the impound for the vehicle. That runs up a considerable amount of storage fees and impound charges, and it's a fair law that means to discourage the illegal driving in the state. The lawless California State Senate just passed SB 626. In SB 626, if you are driving with a revoked or suspended license, you are subject to the 30-day mandatory impoundment of your car, as you should. What this bill has done is make it where an illegal alien caught driving without a valid driver's license gets his car back in 24 hours. Are you listening to me? He gets it back in 24 hours so it doesn't run up charges that would be a hardship on the family. That is unbelievable. Let's get this straight, folks. If you've ever complied with the state law and had a driver's license and then lost it for whatever reason, you are treated extremely more harsh than someone who has broken federal law to enter the country, broken California law by driving illegally, and will again break that law as soon as the 24-hour period has expired. By giving them back the vehicle in 24 hours, the state of California is guaranteeing the breaking of another law by sanctioning an unlicensed driver back on the streets. Let me just say the word, folks. They are in the country illegally. They have no right to be here, to work here, to go to school here. They have no right to drive here. They have no right to exist here. And ours, California State Senate, is going to make it so that they can get their car back in 24 hours and break the law again. But an American who loses his license must suffer the 30-day mandatory impound fees. That is outrageous, blanking rages. That makes no sense whatsoever. And that is why we have to get people in office who, number one, will not vote this in. But if it is voted in, I will hope that Arnold will at least veto this law. If he's got one hair on him anywhere and any type of masculinity, he will veto this. He will veto it as soon as it reaches his desk. I hope he has that kind of manhood left after Maria got through with him. I'm going to tell you, folks, it is getting bad. Everywhere it's bad, but this week it is worse in California, as usual. And the California State Senate, you are the most horriblest clown of the week. Ooh, man, where does it end? Let us get right to our guest. Mr. T.J. Bonner, friend of the Terry Anderson Show, good guy, head of the Border Patrol all across this country, Border Patrol Union, excuse me. You know, you folks know the story that we have been covering and all other talk shows across the country have been covering of Jose Compian and Ignacio Ramos, two Border Patrol agents who have been doing their job and now may go to jail for up to 20 years. Outrageous, outrageous. T.J., what do you hear? What do you say?
Good evening, Terry.
Hey, buddy.
This is really, as you say, outrageous. Here
really
you have
is.
Two Border Patrol agents defending themselves against a drug smuggler who's bringing in 743 pounds of marijuana. The guy assaults one of the agents, bloodies him up, is running away. They tell him to halt. He spins around, points a gun at them. They shoot in self-defense. Next thing you know, they're up on charges, and they get convicted in El Paso, Texas. And they're about to be sentenced, both of them with young families. One has three children, the other has two children, another one on the way will be born next month. It's just outrageous.
It really is, TJ. And what angers me the most is this. We've got a criminal court system here that should be prosecuting this guy for bringing in these drugs. Came here illegally, should be prosecuted for that. Then we've got a judge who would not allow evidence about these gentlemen to show the character they had, their accomplishments, and whatever awards they received. One was nominated for Border Patrolman of the Year. Then we've got a jury that convicts these people. What's that about? I mean, where in America have we gone wrong? Well, the ones who are protecting us are the ones who are prosecuted.
Well, worse than that, we've got a U.S. Attorney's Office down there that can't differentiate between the good guys and the bad guys.
Thank you.
They're supposed to be prosecuting the people bringing the drugs across. Instead, they're prosecuting Border Patrol agents who are out there doing what we're paying them to do, stop drugs from coming into the country. And yes, they can defend themselves. And the U.S. attorney says, oh, they shot an unarmed man.
Who?
Wait a second.
Thank you.
Says who? Because the guy gets back into Mexico, the only one who knows, well, there's two people who know for sure, God and this guy, whether he had a gun or not. And really, Terry, it's immaterial. If these officers believed that he had a gun, then he's fair game.
Well, TJ, how many times have officers shot kids that had toy guns, or maybe the guy turned around, he had his wallet or his keys or a flashlight in his hand? It happens. It's unfortunate, but it happens. And if a guy's out there in the dark, in an area near the border that's known for drug trafficking, why in the world would he be acting in this manner unless he had a gun? This guy was armed. These guys were protecting themselves, and now they're going to be prosecuted. I mean, going to be jailed. Is there anything that we can do, TJ?
Absolutely, there is. We've set up a relief fund for the officers, their families, to help defray their legal expenses, and very importantly, to post bond after the sentencing so that we can keep them free until we get this to the Court of Appeals, and where hopefully common sense will prevail, because it sure hasn't up to this point.
Now, will their bond, I don't know if you alluded to this or not, but if they're on bond now, will that bond extend to the appeal process, or will they have to rebond?
They'll have to rebond.
Jeez.
And knowing this U.S. attorney, I'm sure that they're going to shoot for a high bond, although where's the flight risk? Here you
Thank
have
you.
Officers of the law with young families. They're not going anywhere.
They're not going anywhere, and they're also not making any money for their families right now.
Right. They haven't been earning a penny in the last about 18 months, and, you know, the banks looking to foreclose on their homes and repossess their cars. So please, open your hearts, open your wallets, be generous to these two fine heroes, which is what they are, and they should
exactly what they are.
Heroes.
Two American heroes. Where can they donate the money, TJ?
Easiest way is go to our website, which is NBPC, the acronym for National Border Patrol Council, .net, NBPC.net. And it has the address very prominently on there, which is P.O. Box 47208, Tampa, Florida, 33647. And the checks can be made out to the Ramos and Compion Relief Fund. And also, folks can donate by credit card right on that website. This is a 501c3, so your donations are tax deductible.
Well,
as I said, these agents need your help, and most importantly, they deserve your help. And I know it's a shame, folks, because these are your tax dollars that were used to prosecute these poor agents. And a grant of immunity to the drug smuggler for bringing in 743 pounds of marijuana. The guy was caught right before the hearing was supposed to start with another 1,000 pounds, and they let him off the hook on that as well.
Unbelievable. Our government is giving immunity to guys that, you know, this is what I talked about last week. We didn't just pick this up. We've been on this story since it started. But here's the thing that gets me, TJ. Here's these guys who use their instincts. And you know from being involved with the issue and with the Border Patrol, most law enforcement is probably 80% instinct, at 20% training. These guys use their instincts. Guess what? They were dead right. This guy was illegal. This guy was carrying drugs. This guy was armed. They used their instincts, and they were going to apprehend this guy. And they're telling us now that they weren't supposed to be chasing him. They weren't supposed to be apprehending him. They weren't supposed to be doing anything. This is outrageous. Here are two good law enforcement guys doing their job, know how to do it, very efficient at it, and guess what? They can't do it.
Yeah, let's be clear about one thing, Terry. All drug smugglers along that southwest border are part of the cartels. The cartels do not believe in equal employment opportunity. You don't freelance down there. You try that stuff, and your life expectancy can be measured in minutes. This guy was part of the cartels, and the U.S. government grants him immunity so that he can come and lie his tail off, and the U.S. Attorney's Office buys these lies. It's just incredible. It's a world gone mad.
It really is. And you know what? What is the next Border Patrol guy going to do? Is he going to be slow to do his job? Is he going to second guess himself? And here's a question I haven't heard asked yet. What about this guy Rene Sanchez or whatever his name is, the Border Patrol guy in Arizona that stirred this up? What's his status right now?
I understand that he's on administrative.
I bet he is.
What we call the rubber gun squad, where took his gun and credentials away. Thank God, because if anyone should be looked at, I mean, some people say to me, "Oh, you guys are just protecting these two agents because you'll protect any agents." Not true. We protect the agents who are innocent. This Rene Sanchez character, they need to be looking seriously into this guy.
They really do.
Yeah, because, you know,
this guy's connected a little too close. There you go.
Called his childhood buddy.
Yeah.
Rene Sanchez, born in the United States, a jackpot baby, raised in Mexico, comes back to the United States to graduate from high school, joins the Border Patrol. This guy, his drug smuggler buddy, after he gets shot, a few weeks later says, "I'm going to form a hunting party and hunt down those agents who shot me." He said, "I've got a better idea. I'll turn them in, and at the same time, I'll front you $5,000 so you can sue the federal government
for $5 million.
For $5 million, and we'll split the money.
TJ, this is my words and not yours, but if I didn't know better, I would think this guy down there in Arizona was bought out, that the drug people were paying him, that he may even have been on the payroll. Those are my words, not yours. But it does look that way, and it's extremely strange that he would, you know, most guys got the code of blue. They're not going to go against their fellow guy. But this guy immediately stirs up this mess against a fellow employee,
yep.
A fellow
border
patrol man who's in another state. Something strange here.
Something real strange. A lot of things real strange that cry out for an independent investigation. Department of Justice can't do it because their U.S. Attorney's Office is in the thick of this. Department of Homeland Security can't do it because their Office of Inspector General is in the thick of this. Now, Inspector General investigators always work in teams. Not in this case. They send one guy down into Mexico to find the drug smuggler, offer him immunity, bring him back to a U.S. hospital to have the bullet removed, and then with bullet in hand, the OIG investigator takes the drug smuggler to his house where he spends the night. What's this, a new program? Bring a drug smuggler home?
That's a new one for me.
I mean, who in their right mind would bring a drug smuggler to their house? Hey, this is where I live. If you guys ever want to come and firebomb this place and make note of this address. And that's insane.
It really is. It really is. TJ, I want to thank you for coming on with us tonight. I know it's late back there where you are. We got a lot of things to try to do tonight, but I want you to know. You know who I am. You know what I'm about. And this is not a money thing.
Yeah, everything's fine.
For me, I'm not in this for the money. I am behind these guys 100%. There's nothing in it for me but to see justice done. Most of our callers, all of the people I've heard on other talk shows, John and Ken, and all the other shows I hear on DeHannity and Al Rantel, they're all behind these guys. America is behind these guys, and we want justice. And you pass that on to them, that there's a lot of people out here worried about them, and we'll do whatever we can do to fix this problem.
I appreciate that very much.
Well,
the Americans have been very generous. The response has been overwhelming.
Well, we want it to continue to be.
Fund, but obviously, it's going to be very costly.
Well, it is.
These legal bills.
A cost that was unnecessary had the government protected their own for once in their life. And they've done that in every other way they can, but when it comes to the people that need and deserve to be protected, and that is these two guys.
Well, the message is real clear to the other Border Patrol agents. Do your job and risk going to prison.
Go to jail for a long period of time.
These men and women are very nervous about going out and doing their job. They're saying, hey, am I next? You know, that's the message.
That is the message.
Sent.
And these are the people protecting us.
This will not happen. The appeals court needs to overturn this. America needs to weigh in on this and say, enough is enough of this insanity. Let's turn the justice system back onto its feet, off of its head, and go after that U.S. attorney and his office for going after these agents. Who's looking into that?
There you go.
No one yet.
TJ Bonner, head of the Border Patrol Union, we appreciate you coming on, buddy. We're gonna stay on top of this, as I know you will, and we're going to do what we can.
Thank you very much,
Tim. Thank you, buddy. You take care, and thanks for coming on.
All right. Good night.
Good guy, folks. And he's out here looking out for guys that need somebody to look out for them. These two guys, Ignacio Ramos and Jose Campion, I mean, come on. Who else in the country would do their job and have this happen? You know, a little kid got shot here in L.A. at 2 o'clock in the morning driving a car. The cop never spent a day in jail. I'm not saying he should have. I wasn't there. But I'm going to tell you something. If these guys go to jail, surely he should go to jail. I mean, we are prosecuting people not because of who they are, because of what they are. These are border patrolmen, and they want to keep that message that the border must be unprotected to let these people come across. As I've always said, remember the man in Dune when they talked about the spice? He said the spice must flow. Well, that's what this is. Illegal immigration. These illegal aliens are the spice, and it must flow. They want to keep it flowing for the money, for the dollars. That's what it's all about, folks. We're going to take a break, folks. Before we do, we're going to listen to Senor Gutierrez tonight. Now, you know, I always talk about the racism involved with these new chosen people. And those are the people now who think they're going to take over this country. They're not. It ain't going to happen. And here's a man, if you listen to his words, you will hear what he has to say. We play Mr. Navarro, we play the guy from the Brown Berets, De Aslan. They all have one thing in common, and that is looking out for their own and their own only. They do not look out for us. You hear the names of their organizations. You hear how they feel about people who are not members of their race. Their organizations are all based on racism, and they are strictly based on racism.
The border remains a military zone. This land that historically has been ours for 40,000 years, and we're a new mestizo nation. We are not immigrants that came from another country to another country. We are migrants free to travel the length and breadth of the Americas because we belong here. We have an aging white America. They are not making babies. They are dying. It's a matter of time.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Headline news. The much-anticipated bird flu pandemic. Whether you consider it dangerous or not makes no difference. It will still be the reason to confine and restrict travel. Conclusion. If we can't feed ourselves locked down at home, Homeland Security will be forced to bring us to gathering centers. Remember Katrina and the Superdome? The World War II bomb shelters in England. And the concentration camps throughout history. They were all huge disease incubators infesting confinees with dozens of life-threatening illnesses. Even if the wimpy little bird flu can't get you, the camps and the immunization will. If the government says store some non-perishable food, you know we'll need a lot. Decide how many years of food your family needs and get it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, bad food plans are life-threatening. Call the co-op at 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
You don't need it. The Terry Anderson Show pen is the real deal. Sleek, refillable, laser engraved with a quote from yours truly. You'll spend all day making sure no one walks away with yours. Send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. That's the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604.
The call letters are KRLA. The frequency is 870. The station is News Talk 870, KRLA.
It's the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about the illegal alien invasion of the United States of America. You know, folks, people ask me all the time, what motivates me, what keeps me going? I got grandkids, and I look at them, and I want the same life for them that I had for myself. At least that. Maybe better would be better, but I, you know, at least as good. Same thing for my sons. I want the same thing for them. You say, well, how can you deny some person the American dream? I'm going to tell you how. If you ain't supposed to be, you can't get it. And if I ain't born in Brentwood or Beverly Hills or Scottsdale or some of those other rich places, then I don't have a right to that. I mean, I would like to. I'd like to be rich. I'd like to have all that. But I don't have a right to it. And the reason I don't have a right to it is by accident of birth. That's the way it is. And you can't just come to this country because you want to. You have to go through the proper channels. You have to ask our permission. And if it never happens, that's tough, too. They always talk about, well, you have to understand how hard it is to get a visa. I'm sorry. You should have been born here. That's the way it is. Make a better place. Go home. Build a country that you won't run away from. That's what I say. Do I wish any animosity to nobody? Uh-uh. None. Zero. But when you come to my country illegally, regardless of race, creed, color, height, weight, or sex, you are my enemy. And I will treat you as such. I won't be violent and nasty to you, but I will do all I can to get you out of here as soon as I can. Let's get straight to the phones, folks. Let's start taking calls right away. Let's go to Barbara Cole, calling from Huntington Beach. Barbara, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. I'm so glad to tell you that we have been at various rallies, the Republican convention, so on and so forth, spreading the word about our meeting on Wednesday night with Jim Gilchrist and James Corsi, the authors of Minutemen, The Battle to Secure American Borders. They're going to both be there in person to personally autograph these books, as well as be our keynote speakers. And then afterwards, of course, they'll be there to autograph these books. And like I said, I've been out putting out invitations to our meeting so many places, and you'll be gratified, Terry, to learn that people said, oh, I already know about it. I heard it on Terry Anderson's show.
Good.
Isn't that wonderful?
It means we got four or five listeners now, you know?
Yeah, four or five. All right. Terry, I so hope you can be with us.
I'll see what I can do.
But I just want to tell your listeners and remind them again that this coming Wednesday, the 23rd of August at 7:30 p.m. at the Garden Grove Women's Club at 9501 Chapman Avenue at Gilbert in Garden Grove. And if anybody needs further details, give a call to our toll-free number, 877-NO-ILLEGALS. Now, that's about as easy as any phone number I can think of.
That's going to be a good meeting, Barbara. You got two great guys that are going to be there with lots of information. New book. This is good stuff. Well, anybody that wants to go, make sure you try to go. It's nothing like seeing these guys in person, hearing what they have to say. Give Barbara a call. That's 1-877-NO-ILLEGALS.
Absolutely. And, Terry, I so hope you can make it. I know it's a horrible drive, but please try to make it.
See what I can do.
Because people would be just, as you know, they love you, and they will greet you with open arms. So we hope you can also be there, and we're looking forward to people being there to get this book personally autographed by these really great Americans.
All right.
Okay?
Okay, Barbara, thanks okay. for calling.
Okay, darling.
Take care.
God bless. Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to Loretta calling from Phoenix, Arizona. Loretta, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hello, Terry. All of you are so admirable.
Well, I don't know about all of us. Some of us are, but I don't include myself in that.
I do.
Well, thank you.
Anyway, I'm calling concerning Amita Gonzalez and
uh-huh.
family.
Uh-huh.
Last Wednesday, I spoke to an agent at ICE who said that ICE had to have an address or physical place to send an agent.
Uh-huh.
She said ICE can do nothing regarding this matter with the ArmidaCollegeFund.com
right.
address. So the ICE employee advised that we go to www.cybertipline.com to report Amita Gonzalez and family.
Well, see, that's the problem because, number one, Gonzalez is not their name. Number two, I would imagine they've probably moved. And number three, I have good news to report. After what? We got on the show last week and talked about our website, Armita's website is no longer up. She's no longer there begging for money. I don't know where she is. But I also went to the site of the TV show 30 Days, and I read some of the comments there. Some people did donate money to her, and some people were very angry about the show.
Mm-hmm.
The point is this, Loretta.
Mm-hmm.
This girl is in the country illegally. Do I want her to have a college education? Sure. They got very nice colleges down there in Mexico. Go down there and go to one of them. I've been to a few of them and gone down there and spoke to the professors on this subject. I know that they have good universities. Go down there and go to school. Don't invade my country. Do not invade my country. But again, the announcement is Armita's website is down. So who knows why. Loretta, thank you so much for the call.
Take care.
You take care.
I will. Bye.
All right. Let's go to Ron calling from Long Beach, California. Ron, what do you hear? What do you say?
How you doing, Terry?
Hey, buddy.
Let me tell you, I am so disappointed with what is happening to those two Border Patrol people in Texas. But you know who's behind it all is Gonzalez.
Well, I wouldn't doubt it. You know, he's a jackpot baby himself, you know.
Absolutely.
He won't come clean about whether or not his grandparents were here, came to the country illegally, which I don't even care. I mean, it doesn't even matter. But the point of it is, he's a jackpot baby one way or the other, or his parents were. And here's the deal. This guy's looking out for his own. Let me be real about this, Ron. These are some, not all Hispanics. We're not talking about all Hispanics. These are some of the most racist people you will ever meet that are involved in this movement on the other side. They care about one thing only. Listen to the names of their organizations. Listen to the names of these groups that they belong to. They don't mention anybody but people of their color and their race. And
Terry, you're preaching to the choir.
Well, I know I am, but other people are listening too, Ron. And don't forget Armita's mother. We talked about her on her when she was on 30 Days. First thing out of her mouth, she wanted to know in Spanish was that the person coming to stay at their house, the Minuteman, was at least of their color. Thanks. That's racism.
I'm a Chicagoan, and what's going on there?
Oh. It's about the same, Ron.
It's totally the same.
Yeah, it's horrible in Chicago. I have been there, and I've been called. Boy, they call me some names I hadn't heard before when I was in Arlington Heights at a meeting we had there. Really nasty people there.
But these Hispanics, Latinos, whatever you want to call them, it's all about them. And the definition of racism that I love the most, you may not agree with this, but comes from the Nation of Islam, and that's when one group of people can control the destiny and social outcome of another group of people, and that's what they're trying to do.
You're right. Thanks for the call, Ron.
You're welcome. Have a good one, Terry.
You too, buddy.
Bye.
Let's go to Bruce, calling from Las Vegas, Nevada. Bruce, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry.
Hey, buddy.
First-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you, sir.
And, man, you just, you know, the last comment you made from Islam was the truth. They want to wipe us out, man.
Well, they do.
And I'm a Teamster. And I work with brothers and sisters out there. And we all watch these others' backs. But in order to get in the Teamsters here in Vegas, you got to speak English.
Well, that's gonna expire soon. Trust me. I'm serious, Bruce. As these people edge
we're
their way.
We're so racist. Us guys are so racist.
Yeah, of course we are. But as these people get into your union more and more, that rule is going to go away. It's just a matter of time.
Well, you look at the county, city, state offices here. If they want to advertise a job, you have to be bilingual. And it's like, wait a minute. I went through high school, college here in the United States, and sure, I learned Spanish, but you know, 2 years, whatever. Look, you know, this is my country. If I go to your country, I'll speak your language. You go into my country, you speak English. And we need to oppress our... And I don't say press. I say oppress our senators, congressmen, that English is the original language
well,
in the United States.
That's one of the things that's being worked on, Bruce. And, you know, it's a constant fight. It's a constant battle. And a lot of people are getting discouraged. And I tell them all the time, you know what? How bad would it be if there was nobody fighting this thing? There's a lot of Americans fighting it. And that's kind of holding the line. Bruce, I got to go. Thanks for the call, buddy. Keep listening.
Hey, bro. When Alexander the Grand, the Great, rather, in Greece, he took over from his father. There was five dialects of Greece. And he said, no, this is not going to work.
It didn't?
And he originated Koine Greek, which is common Greek. Then he conquered the entire world. And anybody who conquered, You speak my language, I don't speak yours.
Well, we had better start that here, Bruce, or we're going to be in trouble.
He took over the whole fucking world.
Hey, bro, got to go, Bruce. You got to watch your mouth on the air,
I'm
sir.
Sorry,
it's okay, buddy. I know how it is. All right, let's go to Princess, calling from Hollywood, California. Princess, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi. I'm going to make it very brief. I love your show.
Thank you very much.
I just wanted to make a comment concerning, with all the talk about the racism and illegal immigration, one of the things I have noticed and that people aren't addressing is that when not just the illegals, when a lot of foreigners come over here and they set up shop, they have a tendency to colonize, and they discriminate against Americans. They won't hire outside their race, and no one addresses that, but if you don't hire one of theirs, they're ready to scream racism and want to sue.
Well, and Princess, they won't hire us. They won't buy from us. They won't sell to us when it comes to a home. All of these things. You know what I mean? I watch these trucks with the produce on them to come down my street. They won't even stop in front of the black houses. They wait to get to a Hispanic house. Then they'll stop. And then these stupid black people will walk down to the truck and patronize these people that won't even stop in front of their house.
Exactly.
Won't hire. I got a hamburger stand in my neighborhood. I asked the guy one day. I said, I noticed you got 30 people in here eating your food, but all the people back here working are Hispanics. You think you could hire a black kid from the neighborhood, a 16, 17-year-old? I got a bunch of them that need jobs. You know what he told me? He says, this is a Hispanic-owned business, and I will not hire anybody but Hispanics. I said, finish the hamburger, wrap it up, here's your money. It's the last one you will ever cook me, and I've never gone back since. And that's the way they do. They are racist, bigoted people that won't do anything for us, toward us, or will not buy from us, and they're not going to ever do anything that we want them to do. And here's one more thing, and I'm going to let you comment. You know, our leaders tell us that we have to look out for them, and our leaders, black leaders, talk in terms of people of color and minorities. Hispanics talk about Hispanics. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And that's just my only comment. And also, and just other races, they colonize. They're rude to you. You know, I've been in Glendale and is a fully almost Armenian, and they won't serve you or wait on you. And I'm just saying that, but no one addresses this and deals with the racism coming from them. They turn a blind eye to it. But if you or me or any other American does the same, all of a sudden we're racist. But they won't deal with them, and I feel that's wrong.
You're right on the money. Princess, thank you for your input. It was insightful. We appreciate it. Call me again.
I will.
Take care. All right, folks, before we go any further, let's spend a few minutes with our sponsor, Mr. Jonathan Rose of the Capital Gold Group, safeasgold.com, 1-800-510-9594. Jonathan, what do you hear? What do you say?
Well, fine evening, Chief Terry. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Well, we're expecting gold to rally this week. We've actually seen it drop the past couple of weeks. People have really been taking some opportunity to, cash out on gold, take some profits, especially people that have been holding on to it for a long time. What you're going to find is gold will probably start jumping up $10, $20, $30 this week. You always want to buy on the dips. This is a great time to diversify, especially with a shrinking dollar. And as the purchasing power of the dollar continues to diminish, you want to have something in your portfolio that's going up. Solid gold is a great way to diversify your portfolio. And your listeners this evening, Terry, they can get a gold guide. It's an investment kit. Shows you how to purchase and diversify in precious metals. If you want to receive it, free, just pick up the phone, dial 1-800-510-9594. Again, 800-510-9594, and you'll get a gold investment kit.
All right, Jonathan, we appreciate that. I tell people all the time, you don't want to spend all your money on gold, but you do want to diversify. Put some of it in that. Put some of it somewhere else, maybe some in a sock. But the money that you put into gold will be what it is when all the rest is gone.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you another thing, Terry. Some of your listeners have purchased gold through the Capital Gold Group since the beginning of the year. They're ecstatic because they've seen the price of gold continue to rise. So people that have been listening to us, they've been bang on the money.
Yep.
If you're looking to diversify, get the gold investment kit. Like Terry said, don't put everything into gold. But 5 to 20% of what you have in paper should be held in precious metals. Again, if you want the booklet, it's free. It shows you how to invest in precious metals. Just give us a call right now, toll free, 800-510-9594, and you'll get that gold investment kit sent to you.
All right, folks, you can go to the website, safeasgold.com. The number is 1-800-510-9594. We'll give that out again at the end of the show. Jonathan, thank you so much.
Thanks, Terry. God bless.
Take care. All right, let's go to Sam calling from Salinas, California. Sam, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hey, I'm a teacher in Salinas, and usually by this time this year, we usually have about 100 parents coming in to register their kids as new enrollees.
Right.
You know, usually illegal aliens. This year, we've had one parent come in, so I think we're doing something right here.
Boy, that's amazing. Up there in Salinas.
100.
The lettuce capital of the world. That's amazing to me. Something's up. I don't know what it is, but whatever it is, we hope it spreads, Sam. You know what I mean?
I thought you'd enjoy that good
news. I really do. You made my evening. Thanks for the call, buddy. Call me again.
You got it.
Take care. All right, let's go to Tom calling from Rapid City, South Dakota. Tom, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi. How you doing, Terry?
Hey, buddy.
This lady holding up in this church in Chicago... Between that and government putting these two border patrollers on,
isn't it amazing?
I tell you, Terry, we don't.
Maybe they should run to a church. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking we don't need a Department of Homeland Security. We need a Department of Common Sense. And
good luck on that one. You're not going to get that unless you throw the bums out.
Well. We need an Eisenhower mentality in Washington.
Yeah, we do. 1954, Operation Wetback. That was a success for the country.
It was. It worked then.
And it'll work now. Absolutely. Tom, thanks for the call, buddy. You take care.
God bless.
All right. Let's go to Rick calling from Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Terry. What's going on, my man?
Oh, Rick Biasato. What's up, buddy?
Yeah, listen, we couldn't get down over there by Miss Eliano, but I heard you talking about her. I'm writing my Federal Observer column on her right now.
Good.
Listen, when these guys didn't go down there the first day, you knew it was a media circus, and they just used it as brought for publicity for Bush and Senior Gonzalez, Attorney General Gonzalez.
It's really sad. And, you know, what got me was when they said, well, you know, she doesn't have any more priority than the other 500,000 that we got running around the country. What? When are you going to go get them? And this broad needs to be gotten first because she stuck it in the news. She went to the press and says, look at me. I'm flaunting this. I got the ICE people scared to come and get me. They're a bunch of punks. That's what she was saying. And you know what? She's right.
Not only that, Terry, not only is she guilty of illegal entry, she's guilty of using fraudulent documents.
A felony. That's right. You, Rick, you and I use one, we're going to the pen. And you know what? They're not going to allow us to run in any church and hold up. It ain't going to happen.
This is not a church. It's a clubhouse down in Humboldt Park, Terry. Mm. It's this guy, Reverend Slim Coleman. He was a militant activist during the 70s.
Ah.
He's using all of his tricks.
Yeah, I heard him on a show the other day with Hannity. He sounds like a pimp, you know, of the Jesse Jackson variety.
Well, he probably is, you know. That's all he was doing there in the 60s and the 70s. He's a militant activist. Now, get this. His name is Slim Coleman. He's a Methodist minister, but his family's Jewish. He's an heir to the Coleman Lamp Factory. This guy's a multimillionaire heir.
Wow.
And he's hanging in these neighborhoods, you know. This is his thing.
Unbelievable. He's gotta go, Rick.
All right, Trip. All right, buddy. We're going to get even with these guys on the 4th of September. We're going after Guterres and Dick Durbin.
Good. Thanks for the
oath of office.
Thanks for the call.
Take care, my man. We'll talk to you later.
Give my best to Darlene.
I certainly will.
All right, buddy. You take care. All right. Let's go to Elliot calling from Glendale, California. Elliot, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Yeah, I was at this Republican convention this weekend. I saw this brochure that listed 7 statewide candidates, and there's 8. Guess who they left out?
I give up.
It was Mountjoy, and I don't think it's a coincidence because he was a co-author of Proposition 187.
Ah.
And they left him out as if there was no Senate race at all, which is crazy.
Isn't that amazing?
We have a bunch of good candidates, but they're all challengers. The other American Independent Party candidate running for Congress besides me is Gordon Migo. There's only 2 of us, Gordon Migo and I'm Elliot Graham. And my website is www.elliotgraham.com. And then since Gordon doesn't have a website, you can go to the AIP website, aipca.org. And in our platform, everyone in our party is 100% very, very much against the illegal aliens and amnesty. like Jim Gilchrist is one of our candidates, right. And so we're real proud of what we're trying to do. What the people have to realize is that the well-financed candidates, people like David Dreyer, who have all this money, it's the big corporations that are financing it, like La Raza, your tax-exempt foundations, like the Ford Foundation.
How you doing?
You know, Elliot, they've got endless money. We don't have that luxury. We have to go out and get money wherever we can. But these people, most of them get the money. They never even ask for it. The Ford Foundation just sends the money. It's there. You know what I mean? They never even applied for it. That's why we have to fight harder than they do.
Right. You count down.
The best thing people can do is to vote for the underdog. Don't vote for the likely winner. We would be better off if everybody voted for the likely loser.
The
incumbents out. Well, boy, it would change things.
The likely winners all suck. Elliot, thanks for the call, buddy.
All right,
let's go to Fred calling from Orange County. Fred, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hey, Terry.
Yes, sir.
Hey.
Thank you.
My question is, you know, all these politicians that are not enforcing our immigration laws, why isn't the word treason being used?
Fred, to answer your question, I don't know. And I really believe it should be, because if you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, or you're going against the American people, you should be prosecuted. Take for instance, he's not a politician. Take for instance this reverend in Chicago. He is aiding and abetting an illegal alien. Why have they not arrested this man? The laws of our immigration statute say you cannot give labor or sanctuary or shelter to an illegal alien or any person in the country illegally. So why are they not prosecuted? I don't understand it. There's so many things we
can
prosecute
them
and the politicians on. It's just not being done.
Exactly. And, you know, I listen to all the guys, you know, that you talk about, and I don't really hear anybody use that term treason. Every once in a while.
Well, it is treason. It is treason. And the fish stinks from the head.
And that's taken, you know, that's just the way I see it.
Well, I do too, Fred. I really do. I got to go, buddy. It's the end of the show. Thanks for the call. Call me again, Fred.
I will. Take care.
All right. Let's go to Ann calling from Los Angeles.
Hi, Terry.
Hey, Ann. How you doing?
I just wanted to make a comment on the two border guard men.
Right.
I think the government is behind this.
You think so?
Yes, because they allow the guy to come back in the country again.
Now, how far up in
the same thing?
Right. Oh,
and
yeah.
They let him go?
Now, Ann, how far up in the government are you talking about?
I'm talking about clear up to the White House.
The fish stinks from the head. And this has been a policy set down by our president.
That's why they cannot get these illegals out of the country, because it's a conspiracy between Mexican government and American government.
It does seem like it.
Against the American people.
Well said, Ann. You have a good evening. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Sad when you say things like that about your president and about your government, but it does seem that way, folks, and I don't know what's going to be done, if anything will be done. It is up to us. We must take it into our own hands. I want you to stick around tonight with Loris Rascala Live. Wow, what a show. The Enemy Within. Loris talks with two people who have secretly, listen to this, infiltrated camps of Islamic terror supporters in Michigan and California. This is happening in our country. She's going to talk to somebody that knows all about it. Make sure you stick around. She's going to let you give you 2 cents. Great show. Loris Rascala Live. I want to remind you this week with the swings, folks, coffee talk and give the poor dog a leg. One of the swings just got a new knee. Go read his column on our website this week with the swings. Good guys, they write exclusively for us each week. I want to thank everybody involved with the show. Don't forget, you have to stay on the air. Send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. Don't forget our sponsor, Jonathan Rose, 1-800-510-9594. I want to thank Chandler, who engineered the show tonight, did a perfect job. I hate to say that. I wanted to make a mistake. Don't forget our good buddy, Rusty Childress at Childress Auto Mall, 22nd Avenue in Camelback in Phoenix, Arizona. His website is immigrationbuzz.com. And I want to remind you, folks, we do need your help to stay on the air. It is a tough deal to stay broadcasting, but we can do it with your help. Don't forget those three websites we talk about every week, the TerryAndersonShow.com, of course. And don't forget our good buddy Juan Mann at DeportAliens.com. And for the update information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All-American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.